Hey everybody, and welcome back to an all-new episode of Artsy Fartsy Immigrants. Everybody, so we don't have a very long episode today. It's a kind of an in-between episode, if you might say, but I do have some things to catch you up on, of course, some updates and something pretty important to talk about from the heart today. It's nothing too sad, nothing too terrible, but if you know my, if you follow my social media, if you've seen my Instagram stories, then you already know what the story is. That it's the reason for today's title, Bye Bye Miss American Pie. But for those who don't know, my radio show from the past 2.5 years on Ego FM called American Sunday has unfortunately come to an end. I want to make it clear, I'm not harboring any bad feelings towards Ego FM. You know, those are good people and it was a good team. And I'm glad the show went at least for as long as it did. I kind of imagined we'd go for at least 5 years. I pictured it going a lot longer than it did. But it's just a money issue. You know, basically the station is just, you know, traditional broadcasting just isn't in the same place that it used to be. And you have a lot of financial issues, you know, backers, sponsors, advertisers, shareholders, things like this that just come, you know, knocking on your door, excuse me. And this is just one of those classic issues. There's no problem with me. There's no problem with my performance. There's no problem with my relationship to my boss or to anybody at Ego FM. I was only ever, you know, treated very kindly and respectfully. I apologize if you hear the soft hum of a desk fan in the background. Just for the moment, I'm really hot, and I needed to turn on a little air. But just in case you notice the change. But it sucks. It kind of sucks. You know, it's good people, and it was a good show. And of course, like with the podcast, not every single episode was a juicy goldmine of perfection and deep thinking and exploring the existential crisis of humanity, but some of them were, some of them were good episodes like that. I think what I liked about American Sunday was that it was also like a very contradicting formula from the podcast. You know, for those who listen to the podcast regularly, you know, if you'd ever heard American Sunday, some of the stories or the themes or the things that I would choose to talk about would kind of have to, you know, have to be compressed into these tiny little interesting time pockets. You know, the segments are always compressed into 1.5 or 2 minute, 2.5 minute at most segments. And that was always really interesting to try and find a way to put the whole story that I wanted to tell or get the feeling across that I wanted to say in, you know, whatever it was, 2 minutes, or saying like, well, I can't assume that anybody is like sitting at home listening to a 3-hour show with 5 or 6 broken up segments that are like, you know, 2 minutes long. It's not likely that people are sitting there hearing every single thing I'm saying. So I also had to, you know, it also taught me kind of a method of like, how do I continue something I want to tell, continuing a theme or part of a story, but also keeping in mind that probably most of the people who are hearing the segment that they're currently listening to have just tuned in. And that was, you know, it was a good exercise. It was a good way to think about it because, of course, some people had listened in, you know, from the first hour for a while. And in the same way, if a podcast just never lost the flow, But most people with radio just, you know, are flipping through their car. They come in for a second, they hear part of a story or a few songs, and then they tune out, you know, and it's just how it is. But regardless of the formula or how people listened or how I felt about the process, you know, American Sunday was the first job that I really got that was all mine. American Sunday was the first job I got when I quit all my day jobs. You know, I was working at this elementary school and the pandemic came along and I didn't have my regular provided income anymore. I didn't have, you know, I was paying insurance out of pocket as opposed to having a job cover that. And I was unemployed for a while and was kind of struggling and not really sure what was going to happen, to be honest. And then, you know, there it is, February 2021. Yes. Then, you know, along came Polly. You know, there's the golden ticket just sitting right there somehow. I remember I wrote my friend Sandra from the station if they had any job at the station that they had a free space for. I even remember asking her, like, I remember telling her that I would clean the toilets if they had the space for it. I really, really, really needed a job. And, you know, it would have been pretty interesting if they had put me on that duty. Would I have done it? Would I have done it? Would I have taken it? Would I have gone there? I think I was probably in such a place of desperation that maybe I would have for a while just to see where I could progress from there. And thank God I'd had artsy-fartsy immigrants before that, because I think if I hadn't had American Sunday, if I hadn't had artsy-fartsy immigrants beforehand, I don't know that I would have gotten American Sunday, because one kind of provided some of the experience, but one provided the, I don't know, what do you call it? Like, it provided the example for the other. Like, it kind of provided for them that, hey, you know, he's not a complete idiot on a microphone, and he's used to talking, he's used to telling stories, he understands how some things sound. And I think it kind of helped me to get that. But honestly, in the long run, I think that American Sunday is what made the podcast better. The strict formula and the routine of it, needing to make a pattern in which to keep things entertaining. You know, and the podcast is very different. It's more relaxed, and sometimes it's interviews and things like that. But just in terms of like helping people learn how to broadcast, in the broadest sense, there's nothing really better than just being put into a job where you have to do it. And if you don't do it, you don't get paid. So I did it, and I really tried hard. And like, I would say I think I did like 120 something shows for them, 122, something like that. Probably out of 120, maybe 100, which is a pretty good, let's just be honest and say something like maybe 85, 90 out of 122 were like pretty good shows with like pretty good themes. And that's a good track record. I am proud of the track record I left behind for American Sunday. Probably it was something like 40 shows-ish out of the 2.5 years. It really was, because I mean, 40 shows, 40 is like almost a year. That sounds like a lot, doesn't it? Was it really almost a year's worth of shows? That sounds like a lot more than I thought. Maybe it was like 20 shows. Let's say it was like 100 great shows and 20 crap shows, because that sounds way more believable. 20 shows sounds better than 20 weeks of shows, because there's only 52 weeks in a year. But anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm leaving, you know, I'm gone now. They just can't pay their contractors anymore. The show's over. Bye-bye, Miss American Pie. It was a great run. Ego FM, you're still a beautiful station. You have a warm space in my heart, and I hope you get through this financial struggle and survive. Radio needs stations like Ego FM. And I'm grateful to have had the opportunity to do it. And maybe because a lot of people who were very nice wrote me some very sweet messages on the day that I announced this last Sunday on Instagram. A lot of people told me that, you know, the classic thing, but also the very nice thing, which is most likely that this is just one door closing so that another one may open, or that a window may open, or whatever. And I think, in a sense, that's most likely true. I think there's enough things on the table right now that there's a good chance there's some cool things to come, and I just kind of have to be cool and wait and see what happens. So there's that. And on the bright side of things, man, hey, guys, wow. Thank you so far for buying the Jordan Prince limited edition cold brew coffee. I don't know if I haven't talked about it on the podcast yet, because I remember the last 2 weeks I already had guests planned. I was prepping and planning all of this during Liam Carpenter's interview. And then when we got to Calvin and Hobbs's interview, I think that the coffee released like 2 days before that episode dropped. So everything was about that. Everything was about that. I really wanted to promote both equally, but you know, it's hard. It was really a tough week for that, because it was hard to find the right balance of like, how do I promote this risk I'm taking, this financial risk, and this gamble on my current success to sell a product that I'm also like kind of sharing the responsibility of that with a company, and I went out of pocket for this and that. And it's, yeah, you know, I have to say, I wanted to finish the thought that sounded negative. That's the one that was like, well, was basically, it's really hard to find the balance of like what things to promote at the right time when it's your first time doing something like that. And being in the podcasting game, you know, I had guests that are great guests, and you know, the episode got good downloads, and I still have so many great clips of them from the interview because we recorded the Zoom call. There's so many great clips that I still want to promote of them so badly. Things that nobody has seen so far. I mean, if you've heard the episode, then you heard everything, but there's so many great clips of them talking where you just get to see the expressions, and that's so priceless, and I really want to push all that stuff out. But it's hard to find that balance. On the good side of things, though, hey, the coffee is selling, and it really means a lot to me, guys. I mean, it's so cool. For those who have not yet checked it out, if you live in the EU, then you can get this coffee shipped to you anywhere in the EU. They still have some legal issues sending things to Switzerland or to the States or the UK. It's just one of those things. Coffee is, you know, it's an edible product, and some things you have issues shipping in different countries, different regions. But yeah, if you're in the EU, get yourself some coffee. It's a hot summer right now. I'll just pitch it for a second, but it's, you know, Good Spirits Berlin is a great cold brew brewery shop. And, you know, there's a video up on my TikTok of me going to Cafe Blah here in Munich and doing a tasting, finding the right beans, finding the right flavor profile, the right notes, the right aroma, picking the coffee, going with Jake, the owner of Cafe Blah, to his roasting warehouse, and filming him roast and cook and create the whole process from, like, you know, bean bag to bag of beans? No, the whole thing, from like the seedy white light brown bean. There's like thousands of kilos of beans in that warehouse. It's crazy to see that from so many different countries, and some of them smell so nice. They're just like really like flowers. It's really crazy. And the whole thing was personally touched on, you know, like this is not a product where I am like three or four parties separated from the source. Like, I went to the source of the person who owns the beans. We tasted and cupped the coffees. I picked the beans. We went to the roasting machine, and I saw him take the bag of the beans, pour them in the machine, roast the bag into the machine, and back into the machine, into the bag, into the beans. And then we, you know, ran our hands through it and smelled it, and then he bagged them, and then he shipped them to Good Spirits in Berlin, where they degassed because they have all this carbon dioxide. And then they took them out and they brewed them, they ground them and brewed them into cold brew, and they cupped it and it tasted great. And then we have footage from them where they bagged it and like, you know, filled in these beautiful coffee bags with my face on it, with the sticker designed by a fan, Leo Estevez. If you're out there, man, this design is so incredible. And we're going to get that design onto more and more merchandise soon. I know people have been asking a lot for the stickers and a lot for t-shirts and things like that with this design on it. We're going to get there. We're going to get to the other merch. There's a lot of things planned, especially for next year with live performances. I have some very special merchandise in the works now based off of some of the videos that you guys love, and this is just the first thing, you know. This is just to sort of test the waters. What do people think? Now, maybe testing the waters with a cold brew coffee, you know, maybe that's a bit of a risk. It's a coffee that, you know, it's not like Folgers or Jacobs. It's not like the general public's coffee. It is a higher quality coffee, you know, 3 liters for 29 euros. You know, to the average Joe, probably sounds like a crazy amount. And it is expensive for a reason. Everything's, you know, by hand. I know the 3 people who took this from a bag in a warehouse to a freshly brewed, ready-to-go bag that arrives at your doorstep. Like, you take this beautiful bag out with my face on it, and it's brewed. It's cold brew coffee. It's ready to go. It has a spout on it. You set it in your fridge. You spray it into your glass. It's got a pristine, beautiful golden brown color to it. It's got notes of like chocolate and hazelnut and red grape. It goes well with oat milk and regular milk. People, you know, add ice cubes and foam and whatever you want. You can make, you know, in Germany, if you order iced coffee, they mean ice cream. You can make an iced coffee with vanilla ice cream and this cold brew, and it's going to taste great. So if you like the videos, if you like Artsy Fartsy Immigrants, the link is in the description. Jordan Prince, limited edition cold brew coffee. It's on Good Spirits, goodspirits.co. Go get yourself a bag, get it shipped to your door. If we sell out of these, then the next merch run is going to come even faster. Maybe next summer we can even do more with glass bottles. That's kind of our plan to see how things go. The coffee is selling, so I'm very happy. And I can't complain. So if you enjoy it, if you think someone else will enjoy it, if you think someone else will enjoy having any kind of gift that is connected to my videos or my brand or merch or whatever, this would really benefit me. It really helps me out. It's, you know, this money isn't going into some weird machine that gets split up into different departments, and, you know, you spend 29 euros and, you know, maybe in the end, the artist you're trying to support sees like $4. This money goes directly back into paying for the beans. You know, this is not a product to make a bunch of money off of. This is just to basically make cold brew because I love cold brew coffee. It's what reminds me of home from New Orleans. It's a product that the reason I wanted to invest in it and make it is because it was something I wanted to have here in Munich, because I just don't get to have that in Munich. I just don't get to have it here. Not the way that I'm used to, not the American way. Having a big portion of it, a jug of it in your fridge that you can just pour into a cup over ice with milk. It's nice. And getting to do that now with my own brand is an opportunity and a pleasure that I never thought I'd get to have. If you buy a bag, that money literally just pays me back for the coffee that I bought. Just pays me back for the beans, the labor of getting it roasted. So thank you very much for those who have bought coffee already. And I'm really looking forward to see what the next step is. But yes, I'll leave it there. It's in the description. Jordan Prince, cold brew coffee. Go get yourself a bag today. So what else I wanted to talk about was I this is pretty crazy. So I the last couple of days, well, actually just yesterday, now that I think about it, was part of a I am part of the I have to be very careful how I describe this, but a person that I know has created the idea, the concept for a new television show based here in Germany, following Germans' lives. And this person has written a part in this show basically for me, where I would play a version of myself that, you know, speaks English with the Germans the same way I do in real life, you know, understanding what they say, kind of splitting things up, jumping into conversations, listening but saying things in English. And it's a comedy. And what they're going to do, or what they did do, was they decided to, they wrote a script. This person, this friend, wrote a script. And they decided they wanted to film it. And they chose a portion of the pilot to shoot in order to take to their, let me just turn this fan off now. They chose a portion of the pilot to shoot in order to take it to their network or their provider of choice. And yesterday I had the great pleasure of being a part of that filming. It's pretty cool. Yeah. Yesterday I went to a location. I can't really talk about it too much, but I just want to, you know, say I'm very honored I had the opportunity to be written into a show where I can possibly play a version of myself. The characters are funny. The script is funny. The idea is funny. The people in charge of it are funny. You know, who knows what'll happen? Maybe this is all I got to do, but being able to act and be a part of something bigger is just a dream, you know. And I went to this location where we shot in this house. I had a person like playing my wife, this German actress, and got to, you know, work alongside these people that I had watched in other programs, who, you know, I think they're very funny people. And it was really cool to feel like an equal, to be a part of this game and to act, you know, to really act like for television, you know, to be a part of something that is not so, to be a part of something that isn't, it didn't feel student made compared to everything, you know. Like, I've only been a part of a few projects that for me felt like the real effing deal. One of them, of course, which I've talked about 1,000 times on here, being the movie that I got to work on earlier this year. Of course, I've talked about that so many times, and there will be much, much, much more time to talk about that when I'm allowed to. But then, for example, that was like, okay, this is the real deal, and there's no, like, me being here means a lot to me, and to it, like, pick up the game, be serious, let's go. And then this was like kind of not the same feeling, a smaller scale for sure, but it also gave me this feeling of like, it's the real deal. Let's be serious. Let's do our absolute best. Because there's a little bit of a pressure, you know, like, will my performance in this scene hinder the possibility that this gets picked up by the provider or the network or whatever you want to call it? Who knows? So you have to just do your absolute best. When it's time to be funny, it's time to try and be hilarious. And when it's time to be subtle and small, try your best to just really draw everything down. And I love acting. I love learning about acting. I love directors, coaching things. And directors are all extremely different people with very, very, like, the most broad spectrum of talent and how they communicate things. And some people have skills in these departments and others have skills in those departments. And whenever you work with someone new, you always get to see where you think their strengths are and where you think their weaknesses are. And there's always an interesting answer at the end of the day that probably didn't expect. And I'm just very grateful because it was an opportunity to meet a lot of new people, a whole new production company, a whole new group of people, everyone really sweet and kind and warm, free food, you know, free coffee all day, had a nice beer at the end, had a good slice of pizza before the drive home. Can't complain. And I really hope that this show gets picked up because I really hope I can say to you guys that I'm a regular in a TV show. How extremely cool would that be, right? And that's why I think it's probably okay that American Sunday is gone, because even if this show doesn't get picked up, at least it's like, okay, but I'm being written into shows now. I'm at a place now where people are thinking about me for things like that. So there's something else that's going to come. If I keep doing what I'm doing and pushing my head like to the grindstone and like I just keep going and I just keep fighting to like create good content and just to try and grow this audience, something's going to click, something's going to happen. I just got to do my best. And I think that this being cast into this show, like being written into the show, like without having to audition or something, is kind of a big deal. And I'll just absolutely take that. I'll just take that. I'm very happy to accept that. So there's that. And this show was my day of filming was shot on my mother's 60th birthday. And I just want to say it on here because I know she listens to this and I want to say it. I'm going to say it later to her too, guys. Don't worry. I'm not going to just not tell her on the phone, but I'm going to tell her only on here. I just want to also make sure that I tell her on here, Mom, happy birthday to you. You make 60 look great. I can't wait to see you later this year. I love you. And yeah, it's a shame that this filming took place on the same day because obviously I would have loved to have called you and wished you a birthday, like wished you a happy birthday via an actual call on your actual birthday. But I hope it was really special and I hope you did something really nice. And, there's definitely some big old presents waiting for you here in Munich when you come visit later this year. So happy birthday to Margie. And then, yeah, like I said, you know, this episode won't be so long today. It's a pretty full week. But I wanted to say in the end that I finally got my new passport. So it can, in fact, be done, ladies and gentlemen. It can, in fact, happen. Go get your passports renewed. I have it finally, which means I can go to the immigration office and get my visa renewed. Everything will be in Ordnung, as the Germans say. I have some new guests lined up for the show, some content creators. I had some of them lined up for this week, actually, but things had to get pushed around. Going to be out of town for the weekend, but next week I'm going to be back and roaring. Get your Jordan Prince cold brew coffee. Farewell, American Sunday. Happy birthday, Mom. I love you. And in the end, I will just say that Cafe Blah, where I chose the beans for this coffee, it's here in Munich. It's on Lilienstrasse. Not too far from where I used to live, actually. It's right there by Rosenheimer Platz. But if you want, well, no, I'm going to do it anyway, and hopefully you want it. But basically, I think next week someday, maybe the week after, I have to try and plan things out. I'm announcing it here before I really have a plan. But I am going to plan a day for like 2 hours or so to go over to Cafe Blah and do, I guess you could call it a meet and greet, but I don't know if I'm really going to label it that because I don't think I have the audience to really call it a meet and greet. But I'm going to be there for a couple of hours. I'm going to announce everything on Instagram. So if you want to find out, Instagram @JordanPrince or TikTok @JordanPrinceOfficial, on Facebook, YouTube, everything. I'm going to pick a day. I'm going to pick the time. I'm going to announce everything. It's all going to be, you know, live on Instagram or TikTok or something, I'm sure. We're going to, I'll take photos with anybody who wants to show up. We're going to taste the coffee. We've got QR codes where you can just scan it and order a bag. Let's get the rest of these bad boys sold out. I'd love to meet some of you people who have been so supportive and so sweet. Let's hang out. I'll make sure everything gets planned. I'll announce it on here as well next week when the day is locked. And I love you guys so much. It really means a lot to me, all the help and support you've been doing. American Sunday might have passed, but hope is not yet lost. So stay tuned for information about this TV show. Let's hope it gets picked up. I've got a lot of new content coming your way. I've done a lot of new videos recently, packing in the days. And I'm really excited. So thank you very much. And yeah, let me just sit in this for a second. Thank you very much. And yeah, go order some coffee, losers. I love you. Bye.
Look out, baby. The saints are coming through. And it's all over now.
Artsy Fartsy Immigrants, ein Podcast von John Prinz und Moritz Batscheider, produziert für M94.5.